From Washington, this is VOA News. Chile assesses damage from big earthquake. Suicide blast hits Afghan Interior Ministry. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of Chileans who fled to high ground Tuesday after a powerful offshore earthquake that triggered Pacific tsunami warnings are going back home as authorities survey the damage. The 8.2 magnitude quake, which killed at least six people, hit about 100 kilometers off the country's sparsely populated northwest coast, triggering tsunami warnings as far away as Japan. The warnings were canceled several hours later. Police and soldiers patrolled north coastal areas of Chile to prevent looting. Chile's President Michelle Bachelet toured the area Wednesday, declaring it a disaster zone. To the north, the quake triggered power outages in Peru and evacuations in some southern towns there, but no reports of any serious damage or injuries. Russia is accusing NATO of reverting to Cold War rhetoric and tactics by suspending cooperation with Russia over a seizure of Ukraine's Crimea region. Russia's foreign ministry spokesman Alexander Lukashevich says that NATO's language on the issue resembled, in his words, the verbal jousting of the Cold War era. NATO foreign ministers have announced they would officially end all civilian and military cooperation with Russia. A suicide bomber tried ramming his way into Afghanistan's Interior Ministry Wednesday, killing at least six policemen who were outside the compound. It is the latest in a series of attacks, adding to the tension surrounding the April 5th presidential election. VOA Sharon Bain reports.
The large explosion shook the Afghan capital. A suicide bomber dressed in a military uniform detonated his explosives at the entrance of Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. The Interior Ministry said the suicide attacker blew himself up after security personnel recognized him as he tried to enter the highly fortified compound. A number of people were waiting at the entrance when the bomb went off. The blast was the latest in a series of bloody militant strikes in the capital that have left police, election officials, journalists, and children dead across the city. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
Three bombs exploded outside Cairo University Wednesday, killing a senior police general and a civilian and wounding several others. There's been no claim of responsibility. Malaysia's national police chief says all 227 passengers aboard the jet airliner that disappeared last month have been cleared of wrongdoing, but authorities are continuing to investigate the two pilots and other crew members. Inspector General Khalid Abu Bakar says investigators need more time to try to determine why Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished 25 days ago while on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says his country is committed to finding out what happened to the plane.
It's one of the great mysteries of our time. It's a terrible tragedy. There are 239 devastated families. There are a lot of very concerned people right around the world, and Australia is leading the search and recovery effort, as is right, given that it all happened in our search and rescue zone. We owe it to the world. We owe it to those families to do whatever we reasonably can to get to the bottom of this.
Time is running out, though, to detect the signal from the missing plane's flight data recorders, whose battery power usually lasts only 30 days. The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning the humanitarian crisis in the Central African Republic will get worse without major efforts to restore security there. Lisa Schlein has details from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says the people of Central African Republic are held hostage to pillaging, killings, and sexual violence meted out by the warring factions. The ICRC head of operations for Central and Southern Africa, Patrick Lott, has just returned from a four-day visit to the country. He tells VOA, people live in a state of constant danger.
The fear for their life, they're put under a lot of pressure during the day, but also during the night.
Lott says this pervasive fear affects every aspect of society and hampers the ability to provide humanitarian aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Monetary Fund says a global economy is improving following the world's 2008 downturn, but admits that it is much too weak for comfort. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.